A Eucharistic Miracle Moment from the Archives of Blessed Carlo Acutis. In Rome, in 595, in an ancient church dedicated to Saint Peter, the Pope was distributing communion and saw among the faithful in line one of the women who had prepared the bread for the consecration, and she was laughing out loud. Troubled, the Pope cornered her and asked her to explain her behavior. She justified herself by saying that she could not believe that the bread she made with her very own hands could become the body and blood of Christ during the consecration. Saint Gregory denied her communion and asked God to illuminate her. Having just finished praying, he saw that part of the bread prepared by the woman became flesh and blood. The woman repented, knelt on the ground, and began to cry. To this day, part of the relic of the miracle is housed in Germany, near the Benedictine monastery. Lastly, these true testimonies are an important reminder to all the faithful to receive Jesus with the purest of hearts. Our hearts become cleansed in the Holy Sacrament of Reconciliation. Don't forget to take advantage of God's fountain of mercy, which allows us to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament with humility and reverence. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. This communication was sponsored by John Leap's Evangelization. For more information on Eucharistic miracles, please visit www.therealpresence.org. This message was brought to you by your local Catholic radio station. God bless and Ave Maria.